Okay.
Okay. John, are we?
We are rolling.
Okay. You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio. I'm sounding quite nervous at the moment because I'm back in the activation zone here at the IFSA World Blind Games 2023. And I'm going to have a go at judo, which is why I'm feeling a little bit nervous. And I've got Wayne, who's been doing some of the demonstration, and he's a judo coach for visually impaired people. Wayne, what's first? Do I need to get kitted out?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we're going to do something called ukemi. And ukemi is a break fall. So before we can start throwing each other, I've got to teach you how to fall safely. Okay?
Okay.
So when we do a break fall, we hit the mat with our palms. So just how we would clap our hands. So can you clap your hands?
Yeah.
And we would do that and we'll slap the mat. So what we're going to do first is we're going to kneel down, get on our knees, put our hands on the mat, and just slap the mat like that. Slap the mat. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. So when you fall to the floor, you're going to hit the mat with your hands, okay?
Right, okay.
Now, we do a break fall from standing, but we're going to do it in stages first.
Okay.
So first of all, can you lie flat on your back, please?
Okay.
Okay, nose.
I'm on my back.
Okay, so whenever we fall backwards, it's important we keep our chin tucked in, so can you tuck your chin in?
Double chin comes out.
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to lift your head up a bit, okay? So like that.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to put your hands out on the mat, like so, and then just strike the mat with your hands. So lift them up, and again, I'll just say where you are, just like that, and a bit harder and higher, got it?
Yeah.
Okay, now the next stage is you're going to sit up now.
Okay, I'm sitting
up. Keep your body in a right angle, you're going to keep your chin tucked in,
okay.
You're going to sit back and hit the mat with your hands.
Okay.
You are using your hands to break your fall, you're not using your hands to stop your fall.
Right,
okay.
So back.
So roll back, and hit the mat.
Okay.
And try not to make your head touch the mat, I know it's a lot to take on board. And again. Yep.
Okay,
it may be easier when you do it to lift your legs up.
Okay.
Yeah, so your body's in the right angle.
Okay,
and again. Yep, is that better?
That's better, yeah.
Yeah, and one more. Okay, now the next stage you're going to do it, you're going to do it from a squatting or a crouch position.
Okay.
So you're going to crouch.
Up on my feet.
Up on your feet, okay. And same principle, tuck your chin in.
God.
You're going to sit on your bum, roll back and slap the mat.
Okay,
go on then. Yeah, that's it. Okay, don't worry. I know, it's an unusual sport, falling backwards. But, and again, and one more.
What's that? Wasn't so good.
No, we'll do that one again. Go ahead. Okay, now if you can, we're going to stand up and do it from standing, okay? Now the best thing is stand with your feet shoulder widths apart.
Yeah.
You're going to tuck your chin in.
Yeah.
You're going to squat as low as you can. So squat or crouch as low as you can.
Yep.
Sit back and hit the mat. Yep. Okay. Excellent. And another two. Okay. We may do that one again. Okay.
Sorry.
And one more. Go on in.
Okay. So good. Just crouch down.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. That's it. So that is a break fall, okay? Now we've got three more break falls, but we don't have to do them today.
Okay.
We've got a forward break fall, just in case you fall forward.
Yep.
We've got sideways, and we've got a rolling break fall.
Nice.
Okay, but the technique we're going to do today only requires a backward break fall, so that's all we're going to do, okay? Right, so what we're going to do now, we're going to put the gi on, okay? Now a gi is part of the uniform, and it protects your clothing, and it also allows you to get a hold and pull and thrown, okay? So I'm going to put a jacket on you. It's just like putting on a coat.
Okay, and it feels quite thick.
Yeah, it is quite thick, yeah. Because
it feels almost like canvas in a way.
Yes, it's a thick cotton. These are actually not the type you would be fighting in. They're a lot thicker because they're going to be more durable.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to put the obi on, which is the belt.
Right, and that's going behind me.
Yeah, behind you, then round to the front.
Oh my God.
And then tie it. Okay, yes. Okay, and this keeps your jacket all intact.
Okay. Nice,
okay. I'm just going to put my jacket on and then we'll start, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do first of all, we're going to learn how to hold each other.
Okay.
Now, judo is judo. Now, when you're fighting in judo, you would fight for your grips, but with VI fighters, they start with a grip right away, okay? So what we're gonna do is You're going to put your right hand out.
Okay, my right hand's out.
Yeah, and put it on my shoulder.
Okay.
And just slowly slide it down my shoulder until you can fold my collar.
Oh, yeah. And the collar's quite thick.
It's got almost like a leather
On it. So, okay, I get you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can put your arm. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm
It's okay. What I want you to do is put your hand out, like I'm going to give you some money.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're just going to put it and hold the elbow, okay. Body elbow.
Okay, yes, so it's
and
under.
And then hold the material on the elbow, okay. Yeah, like there.
Okay, so I'm gripping your jacket just underneath your elbow, okay.
And I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Now, the reason why I say grip the elbow, if you put your hand inside the jacket and hold the jacket like that, you could be liable to a penalty.
Okay.
Yeah, so the best thing is from there.
Okay, so okay. If I did come on into your sleeve, I'd get a penalty.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. Okay. And another thing is as well, like the OB, the belt.
Yes.
If you hold the belt for more than 5 seconds and you don't make an attack, you can get a penalty as well. So
it's a lot to remember.
A lot to remember. Okay. Okay. So what we're going to do now? We've got our judo grips.
Yep.
Now I'm going to say Hajime, and Hajime is go. So when I say Hajime, you're going to let go, spin round 360 degrees, and then take your grip again. Okay, you okay doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? So, Hajime, so spin round, and then take your grip on me. Yeah, there you go. And just, slightly over a bit more. Yeah, there you go.
I've got it.
Okay, and again, Hajime. And again. Yep, one more time.
Okay.
Hajime. Okay. All right? Okay, nose. Okay, that's fine. Now, one thing about judo is you could be fighting for up to 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And you've got to conserve your energy. So, don't try and hold somebody like that for 4 minutes because you're going to get really tired.
Yeah.
Okay, so nice and loose.
Yeah.
And when you have to tense up.
You do tense up.
Tense up.
Okay.
No worries. So what? Yeah, go on.
I was going to say it's more like, I was thinking of defence. I think I've got to grab you.
But that's okay. But they say nice light movements.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you've got quicker reaction times. When you use strength, you've got to relax.
Yeah.
Then do it.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to learn a technique called Osoto Otoshi. And it translates into English as a major outer drop. So you're going to throw me first, and then I'm going to throw you afterwards.
Okay.
Now, judo is all based on respect. So I'm going to look after you, and you're going to look after me. Okay? So from here, we stand in like so. You're going to step with your left foot to the left-hand side. So I'll step towards me.
Oh, towards you. Okay.
Yeah, and there, and then step back.
Yep.
So when I say one, you're going to do that again. Ready? One.
So left foot's gone forward.
Yeah, and step back.
So left foot's gone back. Okay.
And one.
Left foot's gone forward. Left foot's gone back.
And okay. One.
Left foot's gone forward again. And left foot's gone back. Okay.
Okay, that's excellent. Okay. Now we're going to do one and then add two. So when I say one, you're going to step with your left foot again. So one.
Left foot's forward, yeah.
And then up, keep your foot there.
Okay.
And on two, your right foot. It's going to come round and round the back of me. So bring it round. So bring it forward. You just feel my leg and bring it round the back. Round the back. Round the back of my leg.
Okay.
Yeah, and there.
So when it's going.
Yeah.
It's following my left leg and then going round the back of your back.
Yeah.
Your leg.
So it's almost like you're going to try and walk around me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So one, two. Okay. Yep. Excellent. And again. One.
Your left foot's gone forward. Right foot's coming in the back.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're just going to step back a bit more. Okay. So we land
around
the mat. Yeah. Now you're going to throw me.
Okay.
Okay. So on three, you're just going to lower me to the floor. Now, do you remember I said we look after each other?
Yeah.
And what's important is your left hand.
Yeah.
You don't let go. So imagine you've got super glue.
Yeah.
And you don't let go. This is for you to hold on to me.
Yeah.
And for you to lower me down to the floor.
Nice.
Okay. Ready? So one, two, three. Yeah, excellent. Okay. Now that bang was me doing a break fall.
Right.
Okay. And we'll do that one more time.
Okay.
Ready?
So, hang on a second. Let's just hold on.
You got your grip? Yeah.
Hang on. No.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. Ready? One.
One.
Two. Yeah.
And it's down. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Now this is the fun bit.
Yeah. When you throw me around.
When I throw you. Okay. So we'll do it in stages again.
Okay.
So we're going to take our grips.
So I've got,
I've
got grips, yeah.
So you can stand more opposite me like so, okay?
Okay.
Now when I say one, I'm going to step with my left foot. You're going to tuck your chin in.
Okay,
ready?
Okay.
So one.
Chin's in.
Yep. And again, one.
Chin's in.
And again, one.
Chin's in again.
Now when I say two, the back of my leg's going to go around and touch the back of your knee.
Right.
As soon as it touches the back of the knee, you will squat. Ready? So
okay.
One, two. A squat, yeah, yeah. And again, one, and two, yeah.
I'm going quicker than you are.
No, one more, one, two, okay. Now I'm going to add three, and three is you're going to sit down and hit the mat. Do you remember how you did the break four?
Yeah. Squatting and then going back with your hands.
Yeah.
Do I let go of you then?
With your left hand.
Left hand, but I still keep hold of your
gi.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold on to here.
Yeah.
So you'll only be able to break four
with
one hand.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? We'll do it nice and slowly. So one, two, three. Yep. Okay. And again. Ready?
Okay. I can wrap it up.
Yeah, that's okay. One, two, three. Yep. Okay. And one more?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. So that is a throw.
Okay.
Now in judo, there are two ways you can win. Tachiwaza, which is standing techniques, where you throw your opponent and basically they've got to land flat on their back.
Right.
Okay, if you land flat on their back, you've won. So it's equivalent to a knockout in boxing. Okay?
So if I was being thrown and I'm falling back, is your technique not to lie down on the floor?
Yes, okay. So do you remember I said earlier we would do break falls?
Yeah.
So if you threw me, I wouldn't want to land on my back, so I'd naturally turn towards my front.
Yeah.
And I would land on my front. So that way you wouldn't get a score.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do now, we're going to look at another way we can win in judo, which is what we call knee waza. Right? Now, knee waza is Japanese for grappling.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is hold each other down. Okay? We're going to do a technique called keza katami, what translates into English as a scarf hold. Okay? Now, in wrestling, you have to hold each other down for 3 seconds. In judo, it's 20 seconds.
Whoa.
So next time, you think wrestling, piece of cake. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to learn how to submit, because sometimes when we do hold downs, they are totally safe, but sometimes you could hurt each other.
Yeah.
So if I was hurting you or you was hurting me, I'd get my hand and tap you at least twice on the back. So do you want to do that?
Yeah.
And that means you're hurting me.
Okay.
Get off me. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we're going to do a hold down called keza katami, translating English as a scarf hold. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to talk you through what we're going to do. I'm going to do the hold on you first, and then you're going to do it on me. Okay?
Okay.
So what I want you to do is lie flat on your back.
Okay. Not only that.
Okay. And put your hands in the T shape.
Hands like that.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to do is imagine you're a sofa. Okay. I'm not going to sit on you. Okay. I'm just going to sit in the corner, like so.
Okay.
Okay. And going to imagine this is a remote control.
Right.
I don't want to share the remote control, so I'm going to pick it up.
Okay.
And hide it like so.
Okay.
Okay? Right. So I'm going to put my elbow on your wrist.
So what you've done is you've taken my arm off the floor from the T position, put it over your body, and then you've put your left arm on top of it and holding it down.
And I use my elbow on your wrist,
then
holding your elbow. So this arm is secure, so you cannot do anything with it.
Okay.
Now I'm going to get my right hand and put it underneath your neck. I'm going to ask you to lift your neck up.
Yep.
And I'm going to put it all the way through, so the bend of my neck, end of my elbow is around your neck, and hold on to your shoulder like so.
Okay.
The final thing is I'm going to turn onto my side. I'm going to turn onto my side like so I can hold you and a bit tighter and apply a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put my legs in a kind of like a running position. But when you do it on me, I'll get your legs correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that is the hold down.
Right. Okay.
Now from here, you've got to try and sit up. So go on in. Come on. Stop messing about. Come on in. Or you've got to try and turn onto your front. Okay.
I can't move.
No. Okay. And then, if I was hurting you, what would you do?
I'd tap your back twice.
And I'll let go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You're gonna do that hold on me. So all you need to do is just sit up, and I'll put myself in the position. Okay. So, okay. Do you want to turn around that way? Yeah. So I'm lying down. Okay.
You've got the T-shape.
T-shape. So this hand, you're gonna lift it up.
And
put it across your body, your waist.
Okay.
Then put your hold it. Put your elbow on my wrist. And then hold my elbow with your hand.
Okay, so hang on. Yep.
And then you're going to get your hand, this hand, and slide it around the back of my neck.
Okay, yeah.
And then hold on to my shoulder. Yeah.
You've got your shoulder, yep.
And then you're going to turn onto your side and put your legs like you would be running.
Like that, yeah.
Okay, and that's that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, and you're going to get out of it, aren't you?
No, I'll struggle. So from here, I've got to try and sit up.
Okay.
And your head is important because. Yeah. If I sit up, you can put your head towards the mat.
Yeah,
and so push there, down. And push me down.
Yeah.
And then I would try and trick you by turning the opposite way. And keep it there. And if I turn towards you, that's it. Okay. Now another way for me to escape, if I trap your legs.
Okay.
So if I turn onto my side and get your legs like that.
Yeah. Okay. You got my you can pull my leg back. Yeah.
So that's why you got your legs in a running position. So as I come round, you're just gonna walk round.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. No worries. Now, you got one more bit of your test.
Okay.
Okay. So, what you're going to do, do you remember when you throw me, you hold on to the sleeve?
Yeah.
So, what you're going to do, you're going to do something called transition. So, you're going to link the throw into the hold.
Right.
Got it?
Okay. Well,
so, you're going to throw me.
So, that's my left foot goes forward.
Yeah.
Right, and go back, and you're down.
Yeah. And then put the hold on now.
So hang on.
You got it. Other way.
Other way.
And then
round the legs. Yes.
Okay, and then to there.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
And we do that one more time.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got to get here.
Now the challenge is, if you get it right, you get a high five.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, press ups. Okay. Okay. All right, ready?
Hang on a second. Here we go.
Okay, right. So whenever you're ready, got it?
Left.
That was good. You made a mistake, but you realised you did.
Yeah.
There we go. Go on then.
I don't know.
That is slightly a different hold, but still a hold, okay? The one you just done is Muni Katami.
Right, okay.
This is chest hold. Okay, but...
It was the first thing I thought, I've got to keep you down, so
I'll do whatever. You were securing my limbs, so I couldn't move, so that was good.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Those. And then at the end of a practice or a fight, we bow. So we just bow.
Yep.
Great. And we shake hands.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Wayne, thank you very much indeed.
No problem.
That's a great being thrown around was fantastic. And if people would like to find out more about vision impaired judo, what's the best place?
Okay, the best place is to contact British Judo. And we've got some flyers, British Judo. And then from there, they can get directed to a local club. Okay, there are probably at least 300 clubs across the country, so there's clubs all over the place. Or if you get stuck, if you contact the organisers and they can contact us and we can contact the people individually. So there's no excuse why people shouldn't try judo, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And there's obviously, there are links on the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk, through to British Blind Sport, and obviously links to judo as well. Wayne, thank you so much indeed.
Problem.
That's been fantastic. I feel okay.
Okay, good. All
thank
right.
you very much.
No problem. Okay.
Brilliant.